you have this amazing outreach component for young listeners called Peanut Butter and Jam Sessions. Would you talk a little bit about how you approach playing for kids and why that is important to you?
Sure. We've been doing peanut butter and jam programs for, I don't know, more than 15 years. And it was in thanks largely to a group in Cincinnati. And we saw a demo of their version of a peanut butter and jam. And they talked about that program at a Chamber Music America conference. And we asked if they would allow us to borrow their idea. And they said, sure. So we've been doing it all these years since then. And we love peanut butter and jam for a couple of reasons. First of all, it is, of course, important to inform and educate and delight the young audience that the peanut butter and jam programs are targeting 2 to 5 year olds. And so it's really a great form of outreach for us because, you know, the kids grow up and then we get a new round of kids. And so there's a lot of change in who we see, who shows up on a particular Saturday morning. But there's also, of course, the adults in the room. And so 2 to 5 year olds don't come by themselves, or they're accompanied by their parents, by a favorite aunt, by a grandparent. And so those grown-ups get a fair amount of high-quality music as well. And they take a lot of delight in seeing their young companions learning about music. We focus on very, very basic kinds of topics and keep our playing excerpts fairly short so that the kids feel engaged and stay engaged. And there's also the component of interactive activities that we program in that help it run smoothly.
Talk about hearing things for the very first time. That's one of the most satisfying aspects of peanut butter and jam sessions. Is you walk out on stage and you've got a group of rambunctious kids that are running around the room, and to be able to draw their attention, which I think most of the time we really do, and we start playing, and just to watch that shift of being distracted and being amongst kids their age and running around and suddenly just tuning in, and the look in their eyes sort of of wonder or of hearing something for the first time. You know, they may not be cognizant of this music as a particular genre or historically informed performance practice, but it's very gratifying to see the response of young people to sound, to organize sound.
And probably also just seeing those instruments, seeing people playing an instrument in person is probably something that a lot of people, not even just children, don't get to see all that often, if ever. And they're such beautiful instruments. They're so unusual looking, and they're so, you know, they're pretty instruments. They're probably pretty impressed by the theorbo too, if you ever bring that, right?
They are, yeah. They often, I mean, we have something of a little instrument petting zoo at the end of every show where we kind of carefully supervise. They come up and they can touch and pluck a string or something like that. But you know, a lot of the kids are just fascinated not only by the theorbo but the others. But you know, and they like to see how tall they are compared to the theorbo and how many strings does it have. And you know, you show them the wood on the back, and you know that they feel the texture and they see the carvings of the sound hole, or they see Patty's head on the scroll of her neck, and you know, they see the shape of the violin. You know, it's very tactile, and when they hear it and see it in person, I think it makes quite a big impression.
The other thing I want to mention about peanut butter and jam that I really appreciate is that I feel that we create a very welcoming, comfortable, non-prescriptive, non-disciplined way of presenting music to kids. And I think that's very important, that some of their first impressions of hearing music and going to a concert, in quotes, is one in which they feel very at ease, where they feel comfortable, where they're not demanded to, you know, sit and stay still. And it's a natural experience, and they're free to run around, they're free to sing along, to dance, to wave scarves. And I think more than exposing them to the music, much more than exposing them specifically to whatever music we're playing or even whatever concept is, we're exposing them to the notion of coming to a concert as sort of an experience that's enjoyable.
That's a really good point. And they feel welcome. You welcome them.
Exactly. Exactly. And we don't make any demands necessarily of them, just that they have fun.
Complicated protocols, right? You know, when to clap, when not to clap.
Right.
What to wear. I love that.